we are introduced in this week's parsha about the Anan HaKavod, traveling through the Midbar on the way to Eretz Yisrael. There's a tremendous emphasis in Pesukim, in great detail, of how the Anan led us through the Midbar. In Bamidbar Perek Tet, Pesukim Yud Zayin to Chav Gimel, Ulefi He'alot HaAnan Me'ala Oel, Kein Yisu B'nei Yisrael, Uvamakom Asher Yishkan Sham Anan, when they dwell there, when the Anan dwells there, that's where Sham Yachanu B'nei Yisrael, Al Pi Hashem Yisu, B'nei Yisrael Al Pi Hashem Yachanu. And then it continues and goes into excruciating detail. Uva'arich Hanan Al Mishkan Yamim Rabim, and if it's there many days, V'shamru V'nei Yisrael et Mishmeret Hashem V'lo Yisrael, V'yech Asher Yeh Anan Yamim Yisparal Al Mishkan, if the Anan will be there many days on Mishkan, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu V'Al Pi Hashem Yisrael, V'yech Asher Yeh Anan just for a day, Me'erev Aboker, V'na'le Anan Baboker V'nasau, or Yomam V'layla, V'na'le Anan V'nasau, or 2 days, or a Chodesh, or Yamim, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu V'Al Pi Hashem Yisrael et Mishmeret Hashem Shamar. Ask the Ramban, ask the Sforno, ask the simple reading of the Psukim. We got the point. Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. Why? Go through every single detail. We also know that when we sit in the Sukkah, that it's Zecher L'Anenei HaKavod. L'man Yidu Dorotechem Ki V'Sukkot Oshavti B'nei Yisrael Bo'otzi Otam Yeretz Mitzrayim. The Sukkot that we sit in are Anenei HaKavod. So what is this message of Anan HaKavod? And third and final question. The Gemara says that the Anan came as a result of Aharon. And there are unbelievable Parnasim, Shlosha Parnasim, Tovim, Amdu, Yisrael, Gemara, Tani, Davtet. There was Moshe, there was Aharon, there was Miriam. Shlosha Matanot Tovot, great presents gave through them, the Be'er, the Anan, and the Man. And the Amur Anan was B'schut Aharon. When Aharon died, the Ananei HaKavod was taken away. What's the connection between Anan HaKavod and Aharon? Three questions. The Kitzur, why the tremendous amount of Psukim and detail about the Anan. Number two, what is the Sukkah, the Anan HaKavod? Number three, the connection between Aharon and the Anan. Within the detail, both the Ramban and the Sforno come to say every part of the Anan HaKavod is to teach us how we have to take our own personal inclinations and tendencies and wants and desires and be able to subjugate them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To quote the Ramban, Kim Yaricha Anan al Mishkan Yamim Rabim v'Makom Ahu Einenu Tov B'Neihem. I don't want to be there for so long. They just want to leave from that Makom. Afal Pikein Lo Yavro Ritzon Hashem. They had to Mivatel. They had a certain amount of humility to Mivatel themselves to the Ritzon Hashem. Same. If they were there Yamim Mispar, 2 or 3 days, they were tired. But still what? Keep going. Hashem says, keep going, even though you're tired. They had to go to the Ratzon of Hashem, Lalechad Achar Anan. They're only one night there. And even though it was a tremendous tircha, you had to re-erect and to take it apart. Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisau. This is the message of the Anan. The Anan was this message of being able to take your Ritzonot and to be Mevatela to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is obviously the same message of the Sukkah, where we go from the Dirat Keva, from my plush house, from my physical of Kochi Vo'otzev Yadi, of building my house and going out to a hut of the Psolet, of Goren and Yekev, to being able to have the Tzila V'mehemnuta, being able to be under the Ribon Shalom's divine providence and coverage. And finally, this is Aharon. Aharon is known as the Midah of Shalom, is known of Oiv Shalom, the Rodev Shalom. The Aharon, who his younger brother takes the mantle, and still, V'ra'acha v'samach b'livo, he has a certain amount of anivut, to be able to say, this is the Ratzon of Hashem. All these messages come up as the beautiful introduction, as we're about to have this chut of Matan Torah. We know that one of the tremendous midot, that who Aharon and Moshe is, the concept of anivut. May we be zoche to learn from the Anan of Al Pi Hashem Yachanu Val Pi Hashem Yiso, to be able to make our Ratzon the Ratzon of Hashem, to have a healthy Anivut, an Ekev Anava, to have Yirat Hashem, to be able to have the proper self-expression, the proper self-image, to then have the proper Yirat Hashem and the proper Kabbalat HaTorah. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach.